Gemara that's analyzing the word logos in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions in the beginning of the Mishnah the bracha of shahako, ala chometz, ala noblos, ala govai, chometz shahako. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says kosim in klala in baruch and alav. Rashi learns he's going in all three. So we know that noblos, whatever it is, according to this, Rabbi Yehuda is a min klala. Unless you say Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about noblos, I'll have to see, because he's only arguing on the other cases, not on noblos. What are noblos, and why is it shahako? And if it's a min klala, why is it min klala? So the Gemara introduces this with the machlokes to Amorayim. My noblos. Rav Zeira of Rabbi La. Chad Omar, Bushli Kamra. The Chad Omar, Tami Dezika. So what are these two phrases? Two shitas and how to explain noblos. Bushli Kamra, says Rashi. So there really are several perushim. We'll start with Rashi. Bushli Kamra. Kimo, Serufei Chama. Shebishlam v'sarfam hachom v'yavshu v'tmarim hem. So the first thing Rashi says is that they were burnt by the sun. And what was burnt? Tmarim. It doesn't actually say here that the tmarim. The second shita is tamid dezika. It says it was dates. But Rashi learns that even the first opinion is also going on dates. So they're dates that were burnt. They were scorched by the sun. Bishlam v'sarfam hachom. So the heat of the sun made them very overcooked, overripe, burnt them. That's bushli milashin, that they got cooked. And what's kamra? Kamra means chom. Kamra means heat. Kmo michmar bisra. The Gemara in Pesachim, michmar bisra, the heat, the meat getting hot. Those who have said it with Rashi would know a Rashi in Miketz that quotes this Gemara too. Where's a pasuk in Miketz that gives us the same shoresh? Milashin chom. Hard one, right? Rashi in Parshas Miketz quotes this also. That is, Vayimayer Yosef, Hashvi of Miketz. Vayimayer Yosef, ki nichmeru rachamav el achiv. So what does it mean? Nichmeru rachamav el achiv. They just brought Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef was nichmeru rachamav. His mercy was. So how would you translate nichru? What? Like a sense of heat. Right? He was heated up. He was emotional. Very emotional in the sense of being warmth. The Rashi is mayrachir. Nischamimu. Hashitaj is nichmeru. Nischamimu. Ubelasha mishna ala komer shel zesim. Ubelasha arami ben michmar bisra. Ubemikra, Rashi has even in Tanakh the lashon. Oreinu kisanur nichmaru. Pasuk in. Knows? Oreinu kisanu nichmaru mipnei zalafos ra'av eicha. Kisanu nichmaru. Nischanimu v'nikmetu k'matim k'matim mipnei zalafos ra'av. V'chein derech kol or kishemischamin also nikmat v'niskavetz. When you have leather, hide, or skin, it gets heated, so it gets like a little bit, pulled together. So, meanwhile, that's the Rashi and Chumash. Okay, so you have an association. Rashi and Chumash are the same idea. So, how does Rashi take Bushli Kamra, Lashon Chama? So, what caused it to get scorched? The sun. That the heat of the sun. Okay, so what does that mean? What is the significance of that? You get Shahakol. Obviously, there's a deterioration in the dates. Rashi says it's dates. Does it say anything about the dates falling from the ground? Doesn't say that in Rashi. Could it be that as a result of the heat of the sun, that getting the dates all overcooked, that they get weakened in their connection to the tree and fall down? I suppose, but doesn't seem in Rashi that's what's going on. Others maybe make such a suggestion, and maybe ultimately it fell down. Rashi doesn't seem to add that point at all. Rashi, just the very fact that it was overburnt. Okay. That is opinion number one of these two Amorayim. And the other one is Tamrei Dezika. What does the word Zika mean? Zika is wind. Tamrei Dezika dates that the wind shed them off the tree. Sharuach Meshiran. Okay. So, a second opinion. Tamrei Dezika. Now, in the first opinion, it doesn't say it was Tamrei, but Rashi tells us also it was dates. The Lashon Novlos how does either pshat to fit with the word novlos? Well, the second pshat is a little easier to see, because what is sitz novel? What does novel really mean? What is the shorish? What does it mean? It withers and falls down. The fall, like novel, nofel. The Ramban mentions in Parshas Hazinu, Am Nova B'lochacham, he says, what do you call an animal that dies suddenly without shkita? It drops. It drops, the expression dropping dead. That's the expression nevela, milashon, as if you say it just fell. It just fell as a suddenly. So nevela, milashon, no fail. So Novo is someone who's dropped in their level from becoming subhuman. They drop themselves from a level of being a human being, which is to be makir tov, and their novel means that they're dropping to a subhuman level. That's what Rabbi Nachman Hazinu interesting. So novlos means that it fell off the tree with the wind. That would be the pshat of Tamid Zika. According to the first pshat, maybe lashon withering because it got overburnt, so it got very much like it's withering because of the sun. That could be. These are the two perushim as stated right now. At this point, we assume that's a shmachokas relating to our Mishnah that tells us that the bracha is shahako. Now, within the second shot, we have to know the timing of the wind taking it off the tree. When did it take it off the tree? Did it happen before the dates got ripened or after? Unclear. But when did it come off the tree? And then, of course, why would it be shahako? According to the first pshat, maybe we understand right away, shahako because of the fact that it's deteriorated, the gaks chashivas, we said a svara, whether that connects to enkiduim and the aretz, we have to know exactly. According to the other pshat, the Gemara is going to ultimately ask the kasha, but what could we say on our own? Well, a lack of chashivas, I suppose, you could say because it falls up the tree, you're not machshavit, could be, but we'll have to see how it plays out in the sugya. These are the two pirushim as stated right now. So now comes the Shaka Vitari. Tonight, we have a Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer, Koshu min klala in mevarachin alav. Rav Yehuda responds to the Tanakama's list and says, not everything gets a bracha at all, because a min klala does not get a bracha, and he's responding to the things that were mentioned by the Tanakama. So the Gemara asks, Bishlamo manda amma bushli kamra, that manda omar. Again, this is now with the pshat of Rashi that we're learning with. So then, hainu dekari le min klala. Then we understand why it's a min klala. Why is a min klala? Because it's what happened to it. It was actually a disastrous event that the dates got scorched. So that's Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing and saying there's no bracha. El olamanda amar tamid zika. But the other one who says that it means tamid zika, my min klala. Why is it a min klala? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that there's no bracha? What is the klala involved? What's the klala involved? The wind blew it off the tree. So what? Well, is it really so pasha that it's not a klala? It depends. If it fell off the tree prematurely, couldn't that be viewed as something of a klala that didn't get a chance to ripen right on the tree? If you hold that it is fully ripe, then I understand the Gemara's kasha much better. What's the min klala? What happened here? Okay, so it came off the tree, but it's ripe. Nope. Okay, we don't know for sure what the case is. If it's earlier, so what? Why would we think it should be a min klala? Because it didn't get ripe. Can it get ripe now? Okay, leave it and get ripe off the tree. Maybe that's the point. Why is it a klala? Maybe that's why the Gemara could be asking. Again, we have to see the range of Pirushim in Tamid Zika. When did it fall? It's far from simple. But again, in understanding the Gemara's Kasha, that why is it a min klala? The Gemara's going to basically surrender to the Kasha. You're right, he's not going in that case. Rabbi Yehuda would not be going on Novlos. That we do. He acknowledges that there's a bracha. It's not a min klala. So why is it a min klala? I came off the tree prematurely, so it could be because it will get ripe regardless. Or maybe something else. Maybe klala is, by definition, something that already has positive aspects, positive qualities, and they got ruined. Here, it's not as much that it had something that was cursed, that now got deteriorated. It's that it didn't get the colors that didn't reach its potential. So maybe the Gemara is assuming in this question that klala doesn't apply to something that didn't yet reach its potential. It's at the state that it's not yet ripe, and it didn't get ripe on the tree. Okay. That klala is when it had something, like according to the Pshat Bushikami, it was a beautiful date, and then it got burned. That's a klala. Maybe that's the Gemara's question. Either way, the Gemara concedes the question, Asha'ara, a second eta. Asha'ara, what does Asha'ara mean? That Rabbi Yehuda, in the Chanami, was only Pashup Shad. Asha'ara means on the other cases. What were the other cases? Besides for the Tana saying, no gross, he said Chometz, he said Govai. So Asha'ara means he'd be arguing on those two. Chometz, Rabbi Yehuda would hold as a min klala. It deteriorated from wine to vinegar. And Govaism in Kala, like Rashi itself, it's coming, it's a destructive force. By definition, it's associated with Kala. Yeah, this is all good if you assume that Yehuda would be the Pashtus arguing in all three, and the Gemara takes one out of the three and leaves it with two. If you remember, we had already Mashmos and some Rishonim that to begin with, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't addressing all three. Tosh Mikol means of the things you mentioned, something, some of those won't get a bracha because they're in klala. So, for example, the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted a shita that Yehuda did not argue on Govai. And the Rambam, on the other hand, Pirshei Mishnah, he said that Yehuda did not argue on what? On Chometz. So this is difficult from this Gemara, because it comes out, if you're already leaving out one, so then, and then the Gemara says it's not going to be novos either, then means already the argue one was on one out of three. The Lashon HaGemara is Mashma Asha'ara, sounds like two out of three. And the only one that's not included is Noblos. So that's a Ha'ara, I don't know. Chora, that's difficult. This Gemara is Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda was arguing in all three, except maybe Noblos not. And look, the Ram took out Chometz and the Rinyon took out Govai. Don't know. But this is all one version of what the Gemara was asking from the Mishnah to be a Raya to the Manda Omer Bushli Kamra. Eitan had a question. Go. Yeah.
Rabbi said maybe the question of Ma'amei Klala would be assuming that maybe Klala is only where had a positive quality.
That's what I'm suggesting. Maybe a Mahalach.
Right. Point to Rashi, obviously, because Rashi says Govai.
Well, Govai is something else because since Arba, they destroy good produce. So what, when they come destroyed, they're taking away something you have. It's just that they haven't come yet. There's a difference. In a chenami, it's not that the thing was already ruined, but since Arba, the association of Govai, is that they are a destructive force, the destructive force, the klola of Arba, is that they take something that's good, that's viable, already viable, and they undermine it, and they take it away. So that's good. That's ruining something you have. I'm saying that in the case of Tamid Zika that fell off the tree, even if it fell off early, but all that means is that it didn't have a chance to ripen, but not that it you have something that already exists that got ruined. It's just that it never got to the point to have a fighting chance to become ripe. But Govai is different because it's the association with klala that makes them in klala, and that association fits the profile of klala. It ruins something that was already here. It's was here, it's growing, and I would ruin it. That would be okay. But again, the other way is to assume that the Tamei Dezika fell after it's ripe. Again, it doesn't say in the Gemara when they fell off the tree, so they fell after it, then for sure the Gemara's kasha makes sense. Again, we have to play with the possibilities, because we'll see that the Mefarshim are stuck on this question. What is Tamei Dezika in terms of the timing? But the Gemara says it shouldn't be called a minklala and concedes the point. Yeah, Tamei Dezika, according to that interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue in that. The Gemara is assuming it's not a klala, and the question is, why isn't it a klala? Bishlama, if it falls off afterwards, I understand there's no klala involved. But if it falls off earlier, maybe there'll be an aspect of klala, so you have to say something to respond. That is one version of what the Gemara is doing in terms of proving, maybe trying to prove out, prove the Shita Bushli Kamra, and the Gemara defends the other one. Yes, Shoma.
Those Shitas, I'm going to read you on the Rambam, that limit. What's called a main color?
Well,
is it also true that it's hard for them, even if you want to say that it's that, like you go with the Manda Amar that Novos is talking about, it's some
relevance. Yeah.
Because even there, they're the assumption at that point is that all three would be considered a klala.
So again, the way Rashi read the Mishnah, you're asking the kosher and kol mashbet is not going in all three, but dafka. No, when a Yehuda responds to the three examples, kosher and kolah, it could be one of two things. It could mean all of the above, no bracha, but it's been kolah. And so he's using a phrase that is applicable to all of them, or he's using a phrase that's applicable to some of them. But some of them probably has to mean two, not one. At least in terms of the words of the Gemara. Maybe without the Gemara, maybe you could say Koshman Kola is coming to exclude one. But the Gemara's question is Asha'ara on the others. See, without the Gemara, okay, so I could say ABC, and you could say, no, anything that fits that criteria is different. Okay, so does that mean all three are not going to work? Or two out of three won't work? Or one of the three will work? Okay, or possibilities. So it could be that Yehuda meant to argue only on one. But the Gemara's question, why are nobles in color? You're right. So when a Yehuda is arguing, he's arguing Asha'ara. Sha'ara is the remaining ones. How many are remaining after you take out nobles? Two. That's the Kasha on the Rambam and the Ben Yonah, because they already took one out.
So even if you want to say that it's mostly Kamra, then it's still hard for them.
Why? Then he's arguing all three.
But the Ben Yonah and the Rambam said they're only arguing two.
You mean, so it's all, so, yeah, that's okay.
Where are they going to come from?
You mean, since the Gemara was asking for Novlos.
If you want to read it from the Mishnah, so I can understand why the Rambam or the Rabbi Yonah would say, okay, I'm going to exclude this case or I'm going to exclude that case. But as soon as the Gemara comes, and as Mifar said, Novlos is either considered all three, and then all three would be Minkala, or.
Yeah. You mean, the fact that the Gemara was asking and answer that Sha'ara, you're asking a variation of the same Kasha, I think you're really asking. And I don't really, I just asking a different angle. The Gemara is coming with assuming it's three, and the Gemara says, no, it's only going on two. Meanwhile, they said that it's not going on one of the others. So, I'm asking from the words of Asha'ara, you're asking from the Tochan of the Kash. Yeah. This is all one version of the Kash of the Mishnah. Say, Ika di Amri, another version of asking, again, we're going to ask a Kash of the Tami de Zika version, Ika di Amri, Bishlam alamanda amma bishli kamra, hainu di mebarchin alayu shahako. The man the Amar Bushli Kamra, I understand the din being Shahakam. The Gemara doesn't explain the reason, but we understand why it's Shahakam. And we, on our own, we thought of reasons. We see Rashi how it's Mashma, but we explain what the problem. It's a Rishtanus, it's a lack of Chashivos. But the Gemara said, but the man the Amar Tamid the Zika Shahako, Bari Priya H. Bari Levuch. The Gemara at this point is stuck. The Chayra, it doesn't make sense that it should be a Sha'aka on time of the Zika. They came off the tree, the wind blew off the tree, so what? Should be Ha'etz. And again, coming back to our point of departure, when did it fall off the tree? When are you eating it? Fell off the tree after it ripened? Kash is beautiful. Why should it be a Sha'aka? It came off the tree, with the wind blew off the tree. It's ripe, it's ready to eat. Blessed piece of date. Why not make a Ha'etz? If it fell off the tree earlier, so why is the Gemara challenging the din? Maybe there shouldn't be an age because it's not so geschmack to eat it now. It's not fully ripened. And yet the Gemara does seem to ask the kasha. This takes us back to some of the sugyas that we had already in Shulchan Aruch. What bracha do you make on a fruit that's not fully developed yet, but it is a fruit? Bedochik, you can eat it. Boser, an equivalent. So, yeah, but the Gemara is asking as a kasha. So now we lost the reason of why it should be Sha'akal, according to Tam de Zika. For this reason, the Gemara basically falls away from that sheet and says this machlokis was not revolving around our Mishnah at all. The machlokis revolves around an entirely different Mishnah, but our Mishnah, it's all going to be clear what Novlos is about, and that's Bushli Kam. As the Gemara says, El, the Novlos stama, Koyam Lopi, the Bushli Kam. We see the word Novlos. Over here in our Mishnah, also Mishnah R, let me use the word Novlos, it's going to mean Bushli Kam. Keep Pligi, the Novlos Tamara, and the Gemara is going to send us to a different Mishnah in Danai, where Novlos Tamara, and that's where the two Shitas play out. Let's see Rashi so far. So we read Bushli Kamra, Tamid Zika, we read Asha'ara, means Achomet HaGubai, Polig Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, Priya Eitz Bari Bruchei, if according to Tamid Zika, you should make her Eitz, Sha'arei Lo Nishtanu L'Kilku. Lo Nishtanu L'Kilku. So Rashi gives us a window into what the problem was to make Shahako, that you have to make Shahako not an eighth on Bushli Kamra. Right from the Diyuk of Rashi. This should be our eighth because we've only stand a little kilku. So why would you make Shahako on the other version of Bushli Kamra? Because it's lonish, in other words, because we've stand a little kilku. This is a Diyuk and Rashi, a Gilui and Rashi, how Rashi understood why Shahako. As we said yesterday, we got this discussion. What is it? It's considered to be on Panim Chadashos. It's Ishtanu Ligreisa. If you want to add the fact that therefore it's considered not Gidulim in the Art, because this new product, there's no Shaychus to before, you can add that layer. Well, you don't have to add that layer. But it's not going to get the bracha because of Ishtanu. Ishtanu Lekilko. And what is asking, but regarding Tamid Zika, it's low Ishtanu Lekilko. They fell off the tree. Again, it was after his ripening for sure. And if it was before, but Ishtani Lekilko, it's a fruit, it's not fully ripe, but Ishtani Lekilko. Therefore, it is what it is. The fruit is what it is. It should make an eighth son. So, because of this, again, the Gemara is acknowledging the point. Before we proceed in the Gemara, let's reread the Gemara going with a different pshat in Bushi Kamra. Because here we have maybe more than one other pshat, but for now, the Rach, that Tosef Rashi quotes. Rashi learns Bushi Kamra means scorched by the sun. What does the Rach say, quoted by the Tosafot of Rashi and others? It's talking about a type of fruit that does not get ripe on the tree. You needed to do some special intervention to warm it up and get it to the state of bishul through some warming mechanism which is artificial. Let's see how he quotes it, the Tosafot of Rashi. Tirish Rach. Tamarim, again, he's also saying it's date. Again, it doesn't say the Gemara that it's date. Keep that in mind. But Rashi says it, and so does the Rach. Tamarim, she'enam nigmarim la'achila, they're not fit to be eaten. They don't get fully ripened. So what do you do? The komin osan, komin is b'lashin chimum, as Rashi pointed out. You warm them b'teven o b'ofer, straw or dirt, and that's what gets them warm and gets them to the state of being ripe. And now the question we should be asking, a simple question. So this pshat that they are not nigmarin la'achila, but they need to be artificially ripened. So the bracha is shahako. When is the bracha shahako? This is the subject of the Bir Halacha, we'll see. Is the bracha shahako when they're in the state of not yet being ripened through this device that's between the teven or offer? And what if that once you go through that process and get it artificially ripened, then it would be ha'etz? Or even shahako after that? And then the question is why? It's not clear. It doesn't tell us. When is the bracha shahako? And this is the pshat that Gemara stays with, right? The mission. Now, how do we read the Gemara according to this pshat? So, the kasha number one of the Gemara was that the man damlo shikamra. I know why it's called a minkol. I understand Rabbi Yehuda. But lamanda amar tami dezika my minkol. So, why is it a minkol according to the pshat of the Rach? According to Rashi, gets scorched by the sun. That's a minkol. According to the Rach, what's the min klala here? Because it doesn't have the natural ability to get ripe. In other words, we're talking about a particular type of date that's inferior, that just doesn't get ripe without doing what you do afterwards, putting in teven, offer. You could leave it on the tree, if stay on the tree longer, it won't change. It won't get ripe. That seems to be the part. It's not, it's a type of... Even the minkol idea is even better. According to Rashi, it's hard to say that certain tamarim are more susceptible to be burnt by the sun. I don't know if it's a min necessarily. Maybe it is also, but I don't know for sure. It just happened. But the lashon minkol does suggest there's a type. Some take out the word yud of the min, so maybe it's different. But min pashim minkol, it's a type of thing. It's a species of a subspecies of dates. So they don't get ripe. So that's a klala. It's by its nature, not because something happened to it, like Rashi says, that it was ishtani, but simply the fact that it's inferior by nature. And again, the question becomes, what about after the fact that you got it right? But would you make an eitz then, or it's still going to be shahak? Again, that's our suffering. So then the Gemara responds, but asking, what about according to the Amanda Amar Tamidazika? So what's this? Same as before. So why is it in Kola? Fell off the tree, so what? Why is it a Kola? So Gemara says, you're right. He's not arguing according to that interpretation that we think is Tamidazika. He won't argue it. Next Kasha the Gemara. Bishlam Madam Bushli Kamri. I understand why you make a Shahako. Now let's explain. Why do you make a Shahako? Because it what? It's not right. You can assume that you're drinking it, it's not right. But what if it's right?
It's not natural.
But it's not naturally right. So that's not Gidulov in the arts in the same way, because it never had the ability to get, you know, going back to the Torah that yesterday, Gidulov in the arts means it has to have the nourishment that brings it to its state of being edible has to be more not naturally connected. Or no? And therefore here it's always coming through something outside of the arts, through your own artificial system.
It's expensive.
No, but why is it shakal? It's expensive. Why is it shakal?
I mean, it's because the kilko, the klala is.
It's a klala. It's not a klala that happened to it. It's an inferior grade date that does not ripen by itself. And even though you got it now to the state of being ripe, but it has to always come about through your artificial intervention with the process of the teva and the afa. Again, and what would be if you go had if you had both, sir, going back to the question before? Because the Gemara says further, but as Tami Dezika, you should make her eitz. I understand. Tami Dezika, again, when did it fall off the tree? The Gemara saying you should make her eitz. Even if it fell off the tree earlier, that we understand. So what differentiates Tami Dezika that you should make her eitz if it fell off earlier from Bishli Kamri? So you have to say, what is the difference? Bishli Kamri never had a chance. Would never have had a chance. And therefore, even if maybe you got it to a state of being right, it's still going to be inferior, and it'll be shahakal because of the lack of chashivas, let's say, of it. Let's say that. But the Tami Dezika, even if right now, it'd be ironic, it would come out, if we want to take the two extremes, we could say that the Gemara is saying, I understand what you come to get shahakal, even after the point that you warm it up and get it ripened. Because the min itself is an inferior minute. So it lacks chashivas. It's not gidulam in the arutz. It could never have been gidulam in the arutz. It always has to come on to your warming it and ripening it. Masha'en ki tamid zika should be ha'eitz. Even when, let's even opt for even beforehand. Because if the etzem was something that was subject that could have gotten to the point of being ripened on the tree, that's called gidulam in the arutz. That's good enough ha'eitz. Okay, I'm not sure if you have to go on two extremes because we have a subject in the Be'alach about this. Bushli Kami maybe is only shakal beforehand, but maybe not, maybe even after the fact. But according to the Rach, it's very much subject to the min that doesn't have normally the way to get right, except through what you're going to do outside when you take it off the tree. And the other shot is Chomidaziki, it just got off the tree early, or whenever it got off the tree. So that thing Mark feels should be her ace. So this is what we're holding right now. So again, the Gemara says, regarding our Mishnah, there's no machlokes. We understand our Mishnah has to be interpreted one way, not the other. And the way you interpret it is Bushli Kamri, and this other pshat of Tami Dezika is not relevant for our Mishnah. That's what we're holding right now. Now here we have a very difficult comment of a number of Rishonim that we have to revisit. And that is Rishonim who learn pshat in our Mishnah and comment to explain the Ovros in a way that L'chora is neged the sugya. Because we are now leaving the pshat of Tami Dezika for Mishnah Demai. Because that's where it says Novlos tomorrow, and that's where there could be a discussion. But regarding the word Novlos here or anywhere else we'll find it, the Gemara is sticking with one pshat and not the other one. Meaning, Bushli Kamri. We have to offer two pshatim on that. Neither of them seems to have any connection with something falling off the tree. The other pshat to ask, okay, but what happens? You look in the Rambam Pirush of the Mishnayos on this Mishnah. Novlos, says the Rambam, Heim haperos asher naflu min ha'ilanos pagim kodem sheyisbashlu. So the Rambam says they fell off the tree. The Rambam also tells you when they fell off the tree. Let's keep that in mind. The Rambam fills in the blank about when they fell off the tree, but he seems to be going at first glance with which pshat of Novlos, time of Dezika, except he also tells us when they fell off the tree. But the Gemara seems to say that that's not pshat Novlos. That's the pshat, time of Dezika is going to be for Demai. That's the Rash, that's the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnah. And so the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah. Perish the Nafu Min Ha'ilon Kodim Shnispashu Kod Sarkan. Not much like the Rambam. If you go back to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashi on the Rif, you see the same thing. What does Rashi on the Rif have? Hanovlos Tamarim Sharuach Meshir. Tamarim that the wind sheds. Rashi adds two more words. She'enam chashuvos. They're not considered important. Rashi gives us a little more about why the bracha v'shahakol. It's very interesting. But again, if we didn't know the Gemara, I could move on. Oh, so I know the case, I know the reason. Rashi gives us the reason. But the problem is that the Gemara says that you should have ha'etz. Rashi on the Rif says they fall off the tree, she'enam chashuvos. But the Gemara goes away from that. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Perish novos have perish enough will call the bishula, like the Rashi under it. You go to Rabbi Yonah and Mivonil. He also works with the possibility of Tamid Zika. He says, "Vanovlos shem Tamid Ziki sheruachi pilam laaretz kodem shenis bashlu." So again, these Rishonim are learning Pshat Novlos, that they fell off the tree. They do add, they fill in for us, that it was prematurely, before being ripened. We didn't know in the Gemara what Tamid Zika, when it fell off, but either way, so Tamid Zika aligned with that Pshat in the Gemara fell away from that. The Rashi literally gives us a reason, Enam Chashuvos. So does Rimelino gives us as well. Now, he says, he gives you the other pshat as well. Kosem in Klala says the Mirunil Kigon Chometz Gavai. In other words, he's acknowledging that Rabbi Yehuda would not be going on which case, because that's not a min Klala, a Novlos. Then he continues, Udivei Hamefarish B'Gemara Shanovlos Hu Kobushli Kamra. And what is that? He tells you what he thinks that is. Be'ein Tmoim Ra'im Shalolam Lo Yispashu Be'ilan Elos Adam Golkeit Osamu Malim En Chavios. So then, so what does Rabbi Yehuda do? He says, well, does Rabbi Yehuda argue on Novlos or does he not? Well, if Novlos means Pshat of Huruachi Pilam, Tamid Zika, then Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing Chometz V'Gavai, which is what the Gemara says in response to the first Kash. But if Novlos means Bushli Kami, which he goes al derech the Rach, which he explained a little better. Tomorrow in the Rach, told you to quote exactly to the next step. It's Tomorrow in the Rach, Shel Olam Lo Yispashu Be'ilan Elish Adam Lo Kidosam, and then they get Mishcham and Mu'im Tzas Achilos. Even after you do what you do, it's not exactly the most appetizing date that you're going to have. That's where Pabuda Gamal Novlos, Shem Tzvicha Kal Brach. But again, all this is very nice if you didn't have the Ika Diyamri about Gemara. Because when we have the Ika Diyami, the Gemara says, but Mandam Tamid Zika, you should make her age. Ella, you're right, but noble stomach, who are the Rosh Hashanah. And then Rabbi Rulunel Mam is going against that. And we saw already the other Rishonim says, what will we make of this? So you have to know what to answer, maybe what works for some Rishonim may not work for all of them. So you have to know, maybe the other Gersos that they had, we'll have to see, this has to be revisited. Exactly how could they learn the maskana seemingly of pshat that the Gemara rejected? Yeah.
Also, Rashi al-Rif doesn't work with Rashi here because.
Right, so that's not the first time. Rashi and the Rif is apparently a different Madura of Rashi. That's also good. Well said that. Rashi here.
This is arguing on all three.
Right, Rashi is only three, and well, Rashi, because according to Rashi says he's not arguing on Novos. Rashi says he's not arguing on Novos. And there
he says he's Hamid Zika, so.
Right, but yeah. Then it comes out he's not arguing on Novos. So then, right. Yeah. Okay, so let's keep Mamshech in the Gemara. We have to keep this in mind. We have to come back. Hadron Allah is Kasha, Hadron Shonen, right? What's going on here? What are they doing? It could get a little bit of a thought. It's possible, again, maybe not for everybody, maybe it may not work. It's possible that some of these Rishonim had a noopshat in Bushki Kamri, not Rashi and not the Rav. And maybe, because something to think about, you have to still, you know, flesh out and you know, dot the I's and cross the T's here. Nachas David does it for you. If you want to look there, you can peek. But it's one of many Malchim that basically, Novos has to mean they fell off the tree, because Novos actually has an etymology to it. It falls off. And therefore, maybe they had a new Shabbat Bushli Kamri, which means it fell off the tree, but when did it fall off the tree, and why did it fall off the tree? So, Tami Dezika means it fell off the tree because of the wind. Tami Dezika. And maybe it fell off the tree after it's ripe, and the wind blew it off. And Bushli Kamri means it fell off the tree because of some other reason at an earlier stage. So what we see in the Rabbeinu Yonah, for example, in the Rambam, is not because they're going like the pshat of Tami Dezika, which is what the Gemara says is not correct. No, Tami Dezika that's rejected is specifically the case that it blew because of the wind at a later stage. But what the Rambam saw in Bushki Kamri is that it fell off the tree earlier, maybe because it lost its connection to the tree because of whatever circumstances, and that's a different story, and that's a minklala, and therefore that could be a way to understand it, but it wouldn't necessarily have been Yonam Samir, because you see he's quoting the Pshabu Mishkami of the Rach, and so he must have had maybe the figures in the Gemara or some other answer. But at least for the Rambam, there's what to think about, because we thought that there's only two pshat in Bushki Kamri. Maybe there's a third pshat. Okay, but we have to first see the whole Gemara. So, are we in the Gemara? We have two pshat in so far with us in Bushki Kamri, and either way, that is what our Mishnah is referring to. And there is another machlokes regarding when it says nobles tomorrow, that maybe it means the same thing as our Mishnah, or any other place it says nobles. Or it means something different, because Novos Tamara suggests a different pshat, and that's where Tami Dezika comes in as a possible candidate for what Novos Tamara is. And let's see where that takes us. It says the Gemara, Ella, Benovos Tama, Koyamalu Pigi, the Bushli Kami Ninu. Ordinary Novos, we know what it means. Bushli Kami, Rashi's pshat, the Rash pshat, good. Ki Pigi, Benovos Tamara. It's not. We have a Mishnah in Demai. Says the Mishnah Perkal from Demai, Hakalin Shebidmai. Kalin Shebidmai means that there's kulas in Demai. Demai means that you have payros brought from an Amma Aretz. And many, or rove, Amma Aser, but there are a significant minority that do not take off Tumas and Isis, they're not Makbid. The Chacham therefore decreed that you can't trust the assumption that the Amorites took off, and if you have to take Mishmas and Isis, that's called Demai. Domai, I don't know whether it has Gemais or not Gemais. But since the Hohalacha was the Rabbanah, that you have to take off Mishmas and Isis from Demai, so there are certain places, a Chamul lenient, based on certain reasonings that they have. In those cases, we can well assume that the Amorites did take off Maisa, we don't have to be Choshish. So we have a whole list of things that are coolest in Demai. Look at Rashi, explains what we just said. In the Demai of those peros, the peros that you got from the Amoretz, in those examples, and they have a list. What's the list? So we have a number of things, like eight things or so. Hashitin, let's read the words for us. Harimin, Bahu is Radin, that's three. Benos Shuach, four. Benos Shikma, five. Gufnin, six. Benatzpa, Benovlos Tamara. That's the one that we're interested in. That's the eighth in the list. Okay? So there's eight things that those mean, and those peros, you don't have to be machmir for Demai. What are these eight things? Sigmar is going to go through. Shitin, the first in the list. Amar Rabba bar Barchan, Amar Yochanan, min te'enim. Okay. It's a type of figs, Rashi adds, she'enim chashuvin, very low-grade figs. The enam aretz chashalei mil asma. In other words, if something is not very chashuv, it doesn't bother him to take off to Mitzvah just because it's not precious for him to keep on, to hold on to it. So he wanted to take off to Mitzvah. So that's the first of the list. That's sheet. What's the second thing on the list? Rimin kandi. What is that? Rashi doesn't say. Anyone know what is kandi?
Lotus fruit.
What is lotus fruit? Okay. Again, some of the principle is the same, I would guess. Rashi already told us v'chuli. Rashi's v'chuli is probably going on all of them, I imagine. Meaning that this is on all the common denominator, and these examples are, these are pears that are inferior in quality. And that's what I'm, all right, okay, big deal. I'll take off tumas and maizes. It doesn't bother me. So that's, okay, so we have the lotus fruit. That's two. What's the third? Uzradin, toshi. Rashi gives us a last word. And he don't know what is toshi. Look at the targum, komishi. What do we know? It's inferior, some kind of a lack of chashivas. Okay. One of these called is called sorbap. I don't know which one it is. I think I've never. Okay. Benos Shuach. That's the next. Benos Shuach. Amar Rabba Barchanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Te'eni Chivisa. White figs. Again, min te'eni. And again, it means obviously they're inferior. They're inferior fig. So some of these are figs, some of them are other pears. Benos Shikma Sycamore, I believe. Benos Shikma Amruchana Mabiochanan Duvli. No, is it sycamore? I think so. Okay, again, I'm not sure what that is either. What is it? Okay, it's considered a big tree. I got it. Yeah, sycamore. The more has it discussing, it discusses it in some places. In Baba Basra, the more it discusses it. Okay. So Duvli. Again, our focus is the eighth on the list. Gufni, these are ready vines, grapes. Shili Gufni. Rashi says, Anonim Sidbanios. What does that mean? Stav is winter, right? They don't get ripe, I think, is the idea. Shili means the end. So they're winter grapes. And they don't get ripe so easily. Natspa, that's the seventh. This we should know from earlier in the parak. Mine Natspa, right? You know that Lamed Vav? Who knows? Hipperberry, right? That's Natspa Pircha. Pircha is the peris of the caper bush. What bracha do you make on that, right? But is it kalai v'kerem? Is it for sure a peri, or is it maybe a yerek? Who holds it to suffik? Bishamai. Why is it a suffik? Rabbi Yonah says, because it's very, very low. So it means lax chashivas. So again, lax chashivas, the amaretz is in makbid, he takes off to misamaisis. And what's the last thing that the amaretz is not so makbid about, and therefore we can rely on the fact that he probably took off to Mitzvah, and that is where we have a machokis, what this is. Noble is Tamara, that's where the two Amorayim are cholik. This is where they had their machokis. Abdullah, Rav Zera. Charam Abushri Kamra, Charam Atamid Azika. So one says that the case in Demai that we said we can be makel about is Bushri Kamra. Again, Rashi's Pshat, burnt, scorched by the sun. So that, those kinds of things, again, he's very, very inferior, he doesn't care, he takes off to Mitzvah. Or the Pshat of the Rach, never really ripens. Again, a very inferior type of grade dates. He said dates. It says tomorrow, actually, for sure. And again, it has to be artificially ripened. And the other opinion is, what are we talking about? Tamid Azika. That he's not Machshavit, again, it lacks Chashivos, it gets blown off the tree. And that's why you don't have to take off to Mitzvah, because Mistamba, he did it already. So now we have where this machokis plays out. Not in our Mishnah, only in the Mishnah Demai. Says the Gemara. So let's now Shaka B'tai regarding that. Bish Lama Lamanda Bushri Kamra. That Manda Amar Hainu Diktanei Kamcha B'Demai. I understand why it's a special Kula by Demai. When you have Bushri Kamra, again, the scorched dates or the dates that don't ever ripen, you have to bring it off the tree and then do your own thing to ripen it. Then it's only by Demai that it's going to be Pater from Tumas HaMaisis. Fekonu de Pater, Havadon Chayim. But if you knew for sure that there was no one that took off Tumas Maestris, you would have to do it because it's Chayav and Tumas Maestris. That's Amanda Bushel Kamra. Elu Amanda Amar Tami Gazika. But the Manda Amar that learns that it means that the wind blew it off is Bada and Chayav. Would it have to be Chayav and Tumas Maestris if you knew for sure it wasn't taken off? Why? Hefkera Ninu, they're Hefker. So what does the Gemara mean? Hefker, the klal is, Hefker is pater from Tumas Maestris. The klal in Shas, many places in Shas, in Meruba, and in Mishnayis and Peya, Hefker all over. Zroyim, Hefker is pater from Tumas Maestris. How do we know? It's a whole shy of different makoros. One of the makoros that's brought is a pasuk in Re'e. Uva HaLevi, talking about Maeser Ani, Uva HaLevi, ki ein lo chelek nachla imach. Ager, Vayosef, Almana, talking about Maeser Ani. So the Levi, who doesn't have a chelek nachla imach, he's going to come and collect his Maeser Ani. So the drasha goes like this. When do you have to give Maeser Ani? Only for something, in other words, he doesn't have equal share with you, equal stake with you. In other words, it belongs to you. And now he's getting his share of Maeser Ani. Yotzu Sazu, Yotzu Sahefker, that everybody can take it. He's not any less than you are. He can take it as Hefker. So therefore, Hefker is part of the Maeser. Okay, that's one of the Makoros, famous Makoros. So the Gemara's Kashi is, Tami Gazika, obviously, it's Hefker now, blew away. So why would it only be pater from demai in the case of demai? It should be pater only in all the time because it's hefker. The Gemara says that's not a kasha. Hachamayaskinam shasan gorim. That whoever collected it, Rashi says, Chavadai v'yadua shalohufash mehen maiser shasan gorim ha'ani omisha loktan hemed mehen aremos kri. So the ani, whoever collected it, created a pile of all these things that are really hefker. And what? So now, Tamav Yitzchak, Tamav Yosef, Tamav Lezim, and Yankov, Haleket, Vashikov, Vapeya, Shasson, Goren, Hukfu, Ule, Maisa. These are Matnas Aniyim. And Matnas Aniyim are also Pater from Maisris. But the Maris Ayin, if a person, the Aniyim, whoever it is, they create a whole threshing floor of these of the Tzvua that they're collecting for Matnas Aniyim, Leket, Shikcha Peya, again, Leket is things that drop, certain numbers, Shikcha piles, two piles that you left in the field, Peya, the edges of the field. But what happened? A son Goren, you made a formal Goren out of it. That becomes subject to Maisus. Rashi explains it's not the Raisa Durabana. Ha'aniyah mishalokten hemid mein aremos kri. Made a whole pile out of it, as if you're going to now process it. Ha'lekev shikon peyah apishet tur min ha'maiser. Halach is matnes aniyim apartem min ha'maiser. Loktan ani v'ason goren hukfu ha'maiser midraban. And why? The man d'chazi savra shetuas karkohi. The person who sees it doesn't realize that he got it as matnes aniyim. It looks like you're actually the balabas, it's goren. So therefore the chum said you have to take up tumas ha'maiser. So, in a case like that, you'd be chayv et rabban tumas maestris on these things if there were vadai that weren't taken off before, in a case like that. But in a case where it was demai, it would be put. That is the answer why we could still justify the shita of Tami Dezika regarding demai. Ika de Amri, some have a different version of the kasha, and here the kasha goes in the other direction. Now, the first was a bishlama. The Manda Amar Gugushli Kamba. Earlier also, when we asked in our Mishnah, both Kashas were to support Gugushli Kamba. And now when we're asking on the Machokas regarding Demai, the second Kasha is the other direction. Bishlam Alamanda Amar Tamid Zika, that in the case of Demai, Novlos Mish Tamid Zika, Hainu Dacha Karli Novlos, Stama. That's why in our Mishnah, it's called Novlos without an added word, Novlos, because it's referring to the case in our Mishnah of what? Bushli Kamra. Bahasam Karli Tamra. In other words, because that's specifically the case of Tamid Zika. Now, does that mean our case is not Tamarim? I don't know. Rashi says it was all along. But either way, there's a difference. It's a distinct case. Our case is one thing. And that is a different name, different label. That's Tamid Zika. That's why it's called Novus Tamarim. Elamandam Bushli Kamra. But one who learns that the case of Demai is exactly the same scenario as our Mishnah, then why are we changing the language? Nisni idibi idi noblis tomorrow, idibi idi noblis tomorrow. Use the same lush in both cases, kasha. Kasha means that we can still hold on to the chumshat, but you have to figure out an answer to the kasha. Rashi says, Bishlamu madam noblis with Demai, tami dezika, the noblis de masnis no kimna bebushri kasha. Hainu dacha karli noblis tomorrow, of masnis and tanan, noblis tomorrow. Okay, so where are we with Maskana then? We have a case of Noblus in the Mishnah that gets a Shahakol, and at the end of the story of the Gemara, we're left with her one pshat, except we don't know what that means. We have one pshat, but we have to know what that means. In the Shonen, that pshat could have multiple Perushim, but the pshat that the Gemara stays with is Bushka Kamra. We have two Perushim that we've seen in that, either Rashi, squashed by the sun, a dates also, or the pshat of the Rach, that they needed to be ripened later on. And either way, we understand the bracha of Shahakol, and we also understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita, a min klala, not to have a bracha at all. And why do Chum say you make a Shahakol? Why? So if Rashi gave us the answer. Why is it Shahakol? Well, Rashi gave us different focus. What's Rashi's focus? Because Rashi explained the Gemara's kasha why the other Randa Amar didn't make sense because they were not Ishtani Lekilka. So what is the problem here? Ishtani Lekilka.
Rashi says in the Rif.
Rashi in the Rif says? Rashi was saying different. Rashi is learning Pshat to Tami the Zika, we thought. We didn't know what to make of that. Rashi says that's Hashivas. But Rashi also explained to Noblos there, not like the way it seems in our Gemara. But now if the Gemara is coming out that Noblus means Bushri Kama. Bushri Kama means squished by the sun. So what's the reason for the Shahakol? Rashi's mashmeh here because it was a Shtani Lekilka. Again, you could say it's also lack of Chashivas. You could put it in the same way. We could make it this idea that it's not, you know, but it's more likely it's not because of it, because of the fact that it's a Shtani. And maybe it's not going to be the woman, or it's whatever. That's the Rashi here. According to the Rach, why is this? What pshat bushri kamra? You have to that they don't ripen by themselves. You have to ripen them. So then, what's the bracha of shahakol? Why not ha'etz? Why is it shahakol? What? Again, here you can say akach hashivas if you want. Certainly, it's a very low grade date. It never gets right by itself. You could say that. We had another suggestion, but I think reading this Gemara, we can see Chor, it doesn't work. We had a suggestion, we read the Mishnah, why does the Tanakam say Shahakol? We put out a Svara, maybe it's the very reason of Yehuda says there's no bracha at all. What did Yehuda say there's no bracha at all? Because it's a man klala. So maybe the Tanakama embraces that Svara up to a point. Yehuda says, min klala im bracha alav klal. According to now, we're assuming that he's arguing a Noblus, right? The Gemara says, Bushri Kama, it's arguing a Noblus, right? That the Gemara is clear. So, view the quote of the Minkala to the extent that it's not a bracha at all. Tanakama maybe holds a Shahakol because of Minkala. I think reading this Gemara, I think it doesn't work. Because the Chayra, the Gemara, had two kashas on the Manda Amar, Tamid Zika. Seemingly, they're two distinct questions. What were the two questions? Question number one, if you hold Bushri Kamri, I understand Rav Yehuda, why he says it's a min kala. But according to Nadama, Tamid Zika, why is it a min kala? That's question number one. What's question number two? Amanda Amar, Bushri Kamri, I understand why you make what bracha? Shahaka. But Amanda Amar, Tamid Zika, you should make her eggs. These are two distinct questions. If the reason why Tanakama says you make Shahakol would be what we suggested when we first read the Mishnah, not because of Shtani or because of Shivas, but because of Min Klor, of Yehuda's reasoning is embraced by the Tanakama to this extent, that you make the Shahakol, not the specific bracha. So then really both kashas are not different, they're the same kashas. Just one is looking at it from Yehuda's focus of Kol Min Kala, and one is focusing on the Tanakam is reducing it to Shakal because of Min Kala. Then it's the same Kasha. And what's the Ikadami? The Ikadami just means they formulate it differently. One focuses on the Kasha from Yehuda's angle. I mean, occasionally, fun like that. The Ikadami, the Shtachrin are basically the same thing, just formulated differently. So Pashtas are two different Kashas. So this would point in a direction that the Tanakhama dismisses Rabbi Yehuda's svara completely. Min klala is not a reason not to make a bracha or to reduce the bracha. I don't accept that whole yisod. Rabbi Yehuda accepts it to the extent that there's no bracha made at all on it. He said maybe it means to make a bracha on something else. Okay, we had a possibility we brought, but either way, there's no bracha made on this. And the Tanakhama says that really, mitzad that, you should make the bracha that you're supposed to make on it. Elamai, vikashahakal, that I have a new reason for. My reason, and I have to plug in the reason. Mishtami, akim chashivas. But to say because of minklala, then the two kashas of the Gemara are really saying the same thing. There's one that's focusing on Rabbi Yehuda, why is it minklala on Noblos? And one focusing on the Tanakhama, why is it shahakal on Noblos? It shouldn't be a minklala. It's the same kasha. That's why I think that maybe that shot is not really viable. Okay, maybe a diuk, in the Gemara. Yes?
The reason why the first time we listed
Lechol, I don't hear Chaim, a letter.
Is there a reason why the first time we say Lechol, you say Rav Zera, Rav Ela first, and then the second time it says
Ela, interesting, I didn't even realize. Yeah, I see that. I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, you check on the Gesalos if there was a difference, but sometimes, I don't know why it was mentioned in a different order, but Ulav Rav Zera. You can check where else you find these two Amoraim arguing in Shas and see who gets precedence. There could be a reason why one was mentioned first. You know, you could do a search on Ulav Rav Rav Zera and see how many other places in Shas the two of them are arguing or something and see what how they get recorded there. Okay, so we really have to come back to a little bit explain those Bishonim. But maybe we'll do like this. Maybe let's see the. I mentioned the Pirsha Mishnayis Rambam. I mentioned the Rabbi Yona, Rashi and the Rith, Rimi Lunil. Who else seems to say that Noblos means it was shed from the tree? The Tur. Right? You don't have the part of the Tur, the Rabbi Yosef asks it, but the Tur. The Tur says it, and the Rabbi Yosef asks it not on the Tur, but on the Yeruchim. Strange, you should have really chatted on the Tur. The Tur also does this. Look at the Tur. In Reish Dalid, yeah? En Gidurim in the Aretz. And then he has a Chomes Yerbo B'mayim. That's like the rush. That's like, right? Then he says, Ala Noblos Vehein Mint Marim. Actually, wait. Mint Mashein Mispashkin Al Ha'ilan. Now, this actually is not there. This is what? So what is that? That sounds like the Rach, yeah? That sounds like the Rach. Where did the Torah say different? Ah. Was it earlier? I don't know. What? In Reish Beis, but I don't have, maybe you have it? Yeah, okay. So he brings that also. Okay, Shkaya. But save the day, save the day. You have it? You found it? Yeah. No, but the Rabbeinu, the Reish Yosef quoted Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says it, and they all ask, why is he forgot that the Torah says it? Why are you asking Rabbeinu Yeruchim this kasha? This is kasha that we've been asking, the Reish Yosef asked in the Reish Beis, but you don't have it on your page in Reish Beis. So it's in the beginning here. So the Lashon of Reish Yosef is kasha of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. This is quoting the Reish Yosef in Simon Reish Beis in the beginning. Noblos shehu min pri velo nigmar bishulo shahako. Min pri velo nigmar bishulo. I mean, that is the Torah also, I guess, a little bit of Reish Dalet. But min pri velo nigmar bishulo doesn't say that it's a min that never gets ripened. What was the lesson of the Torah that we had? That sounds more like there's a min. It sounds like maybe like the Rach. It could be. Min tmash in mitzvashim lo. In mitzvashim ala ilan. Min tmarin. Anyway, the Reish Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He says, the lodak, shari omu b'gamara, the noble is hainu bushri kamra. The pirish rashi, bushri kamra, haikim osru fi chama, shibishu miser from achom. Then kid, enam in English, no inu nigma bishu madayin. It's nothing to do with that. That's what the Reish Yosef asks on Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, you actually, what you do have, look at the Reish Dalet page. You see where you are on your sheets? Look at the Darkei Moshe, Os Aleph. He's commenting on the words of the Tur. The Tur says, you see the fifth line? ala novus ve min tzmam shem espashal nala ila. So the darki Moshe, who's the darki Moshe? Rama. Virashi pirish bi gemara, shem tamarim shebishlem v'sar from hachol. Right, we know that. Avu Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he's a Talmud of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Kasab the Lashon Rabbeinu, Balatur, ubeis Yosef hevi dvarav veishim and reish beis. I just read you. The Kasab alav shelo duck. The lo yadati lama Kasab came. Sha'afa pisha Rashi pirish b'Lashon Acher, mikomok ben Yeruchim Kasab k'Lashon Rabbeinu. The habvilei l'michtav l'ichtav gamkin al-debir Rabbeinu hatur lo duck. Why is Rabbeinu, the beis Yosef picking on what? Picking on the Rabbi Yeruchim, he could pick on the Torah as well. The shayla is, what did the Torah mean? Did he mean that it just fell off the tree early? Did it mean that it needed to be artificially ripened? What exactly was meant by this? Because maybe he meant the Rach. It doesn't say it fell off the tree. What did the Rambam say in Pirsha Mishnayis that we read? And also the Rabbi Yona, they fell off the tree. So this is where everyone tumults exactly what's the pshat. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, and maybe we'll leave the Rambam for tomorrow. Maybe we'll just say what the Rachas David and other Akronim want to do. But look at the Rambam, and look at the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Bi'alacha. Where does it go? Simen Reish, Da, Reish, Beis, Sif, Tes. Okay, Sif, Tes. Sofei Anavim, like you said. Sofei Anavim, She'im Espashim Le'olam. They never get, right? V'chein Al HaNoblos. Now, how does, the Beis Yosef, we know what he's going to say for Noblos, right? Because he attacked the Rebbe Yeruchim. He goes with Rashi, right? V'chein anovos she'em t'marim she'bishrem usrafam hachom v'yavshu v'vach shahakam. So the Rebbeinu Beis Yosef does not bring any pshat anovos other than Rashi, right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sofei anovim, anovim himself b'kfarim b'mosachoref, that's what Sizvanios, the winter grapes, they never get ripe, you make vinegar out of them. Shabishim is sarfam, this is the Pshat of Novos Arashi. Hano de Srefa Sachom, Nispashim, Nisyapshim, Nishtanu Kilkula. The Russian Arashi, Nishtanu Kilkula. It's the flip side of Rashi's point by the Tamidazika, they're not Nishtanu Kilkula. Ushari Mefarshim Pirishu, says the Mishnah Berurah. Other Mefarshim, and you have the list here on the bottom in Nun Zayin, we'll read in a second. The nobles hainu min tamarim she'im espashkim ala ilan v'en nechsharin la'achila. What do you do with it? Ella. Toshin osan mechamin osan ba'afar mizbashkin. Oh, no, some osan machtalo, so b'tevin l'schamin ad she'isbashkin. Okay. So then you make a shahako. Who says this? Look at the sharet siyan on the bottom. Look at the list. Who says this pshat? We thought it was just the rach. It's not just the rach. It's a lot of people calling the rach. Aruch. Tosus Abedo Yehuda, Tosus Harash, that we saw, or Zerua B'Shem Rach. The Rash, Perk Alf, the Demai, the Tur, Kaman, Simon Reish Dalid. See, he learns the Tur like that. See, I don't know, the Tur is not like the Rambam. The Tur is, sounds like the Tur is the Rach. V'chein Hiskim Agro Ledina, U'mash Malachor Amina, D'Lfiz Adina, Shochanach, Shul, Pir, Shrashi, Inu Mokhro Ledina. Knows, what would be the case of Rashi according to these other Rishonim? Eliyahu Rabba says it's all true. You make a shako in both variations of both pshatim. Chinkas Abbeis Meir. Be'emes Rashi Rav Yechidahu Bezad Gam Riaz Pirish Kei Mechem Tez Ben Yehuda B'Shem Rav Chem Pirish Avishna Mubrat. So the question is, what does each one say about the other pshat? Mevarach Shahako says the Mishnah Berurah Nun V'achareim Borei Nefashos Rabbos. Here's an interesting question. What do we have in Siv Beis? We have Boser. V'lodami l'Siv Beis, Gabi Boser, what's Boser? A very early stage of the development. Afigo igil l'kapua lovan, d'varach n'alobar pi adama, u'maishna sofi anavim, d'varach n'alim shahako. So why is on a sofi anavim case? They're never going to get ripe, make shahako, and there you make shahako on early stage. What's the difference? The difference is, the anavim hasam, the anavim, the grapes also there. Anavim malyin in olim, they're just not quite at the full ripened state yet. Mashiach and hachdim mekul kolan heim de inom den elu chomets. Okay, Look at now, we'll start on the Bir Halacha. We may be able to finish it. We'll see Bir Halacha. Two pieces in the Bir Halacha, right? Starts on the first page. So, let's start it, okay? So, Bishlam is from I'm Mishtabura, Masaka Savnum, same Yes, Mepharshim. So, Pirshu, the Humin, Tamarim, Imis, Vaskam, Alo Ilan. The Nosos of Ba'afar, or Ba'afar, Ischan. This is the Rach. The da the medina lechem chamudas al mishnayis shehuva beliyo rabba mevor the mary bezesh shelo tamed ba'afer. When are you making a shahako? According to the Rach Pshat, according to what we're reading here, before you ripened it, or even after you ripened it with your tevin or afer. So he learns you didn't do it yet. Tim tamed ba'afer v'nisbashel habayavi shahavu yishaper seilun baruch beprieis. So he feels that the only time you make a shahako is before you did your artificial ripen. So what does he have to say in the Gemara? The Gemara sounds like you actually did it. You warmed it up. No, it's omid for that. Dochik. What makes it somewhat very lachila, what you do to it. You saw that in the Yonison as well. You make it a little bit right. I feel like that chak. So therefore you make no brach in the beginning. So when do you make a shahako? Obviously after you do your warming. Then he brings the Magen Gevurim, b'shem Chuvas by the Meiros, the Gam Humitzadit, b'shem Chuvas by the Hakimah Ba'afar, Mahani Baruch B'Pi'eitz. So back and forth, back and forth. Mamish, on all sides. You make her eight after you artificially ripen it. That's his shayla. U'maisa tzorach iyon. Now he brings the problem with the Rambam, who pours here. We have to deal with the Rambam. The Rambam pierce of Mishnayis, Naflu, Klemshis, Yapshu, Rabbeinu Yona. What do we make of all those Rishonim? How can they go against the Sugya? The Sugya concludes Bushri Kamri, not Tamid Zika. And what are they saying? Fell off the tree. So you have to see, there's a paper by the Orach Chaim HaKadosh called Rishon Lezion, pages on that. The Nachas David, if you really enjoy a good read, you can look at both of those Achronim, you look at the Sar of the Mishnayis, the old tumult. This is what we'll have to try to do a little bit tomorrow, sheer early tomorrow, try to figure out maybe something about Pshat in the Rambam and those other Rishonim that seem to learn Pshat not the way our Gemara learns Pshat in the Mishnah.